The main thing you can do is each situation, talk to your best friend, which is Hashem, and ask for guidance. And the second thing, I think, to try to, as you've done, sounds amazing, sounds like you're doing amazing. It's just really not easy to do this, just to separate the fact that other people have different issues, etc. And to realize that there's never a place for yourself to feel guilty. Never. Never, never. Perhaps also to have a time in your day just to think about things. Where can I improve? How can I do things differently, practically, etc.? And the rest of the time, just carry on what you're doing. You've worked it out now. I'm in yeshiva. This is what I'm doing. This is how I go about the relationship with my dad. And now you just carry on the best that you can. And perhaps the final thing, again, each thing you have to obviously think about and also talk to Hashem about in your own situation, what's most applicable to you, is to... More than showing your dad, again, you'll know your dynamic, so maybe so you know many things will be only what you can understand. But what would come to me on an objectively would be more than showing that you're happy is showing him how much you care about him, completely divorced of Torah and Hashem and everything else, just that you care about him. To the point, I don't know what's shaykh or whatnot, but sometimes to say, listen, I know you've had some hectic times. I just would like to have a nice, close, personal relationship with you, completely negating everything else, Torah, my own things. Maybe we could, you know, go out for lunch, or maybe something else. I don't know, once a week, if that's too much, or whatever, once a month, or whatever you think, you know, just something like that. So send a nice message, something like that. Maybe every morning you say, good morning, just want to let you know I'm thinking about you, I want to wish you a good, great day. That's just something you can do in it. But regardless of what you do, you may still have tremendous, tremendous, tremendous nisyonos of, as you're saying. And again, your job is not to, you can daven for your father to become from, etc. But that's not your job necessarily. Everyone has, we must never forget that Avraham Avinu had Yishmael, Yitzchak Avinu had Esav. Doesn't matter how good you are of a son of a person. There's many different cheshbonos of why people have to be a certain way. Again, you can obviously daven and do your best.